Well, I had more important things to do than sit around and speculate about dumb cats and their uncanny ability to walk into a thorny situation and come out smelling like a rose, so to speak. They say that if you throw a cat into the air, he'll always land on his feet. Maybe so. If I didn't have more important things to do, I wouldn't mind studying that situation in detail, especially the part about throwing cats into the air. I'd like to spend about 2 weeks throwing Pete into the air, and I wouldn't care whether he landed on his feet or on his nose. Your serious scientific minds don't care how their research comes out. They're in it strictly for the love of knowledge. Little humor there. But as I was saying, I had better things to do than... Yes, I already said that. Shucks, I was rich! And I mean filthy, stinking, rolling in the chips kind of rich. Why, there was no calculating how much that priceless corn cob was worth. When Sally May appeared on the scene and that situation at the garbage cans went sour, I picked up my little old priceless corn cob and vanished myself down to the corrals. By this time, I was feeling mighty good. In fact, I felt a song tugging at the shoestrings of my heart. I felt a song in my heart is the point, and never mind about the strings. Most of the time when I feel a song in my heart, what I do about it is just, by George, sing it. And after setting my priceless corn cob down along the fence, I took a few steps back, tuned up, and burst into song. Here's how it went.